The Erland Farm Animals. Southern Erland would not be a UNESCO World Heritage Site if it were not for livestock farming, which began to be introduced in southern Scandinavia around 6,000 years ago. The continuity of grazing for several thousand years is one of the prerequisites for the unique landscape that was included on the UNESCO World Heritage List in year 2000, the agricultural landscape of southern Erland. A World Heritage Site can be described as a unique cultural or natural historic environment that in various ways testifies to the history of man or the earth. In Erland's case, how farmers in generation after generation have farmed and shaped the landscape and created a unique environment with liner villages, fields, grazing grounds by the sea, Swedish sjömarker, and on the Alvar Plain. Today, agriculture counts as Erland's largest industry, and just over 60% of the island is occupied by agricultural land. More than half of this area consists of grazing land, of which a large part is occupied by the Alvar and the grazing grounds by the sea, the sjömarker. Among the animals grazing Erland are sheep and goats, as well as cows, horses, and even camels. However, cattle clearly dominate today, with around 60,000 animals in the year 2020. Did you know that around 4% of Sweden's cattle are to be found on Erland, an area equivalent of about 3 per mil of Sweden's area? To this should be added over 10,000 sheep, which together with cows and horses keep the agricultural landscape of southern Erland open. The Alvar Plain, considered by many to be one of the most central parts of the World Heritage Site, would quickly become overgrown if it was not grazed. If we go back to the mid-Iron Age, which is sometimes highlighted as a golden age in Erland's history, the situation was a bit different. Cattle farming was already of great importance, and the landscape was most likely heavily grazed. The animals were smaller than today. An average Iron Age cow would have a height of at the withers of about 1.10 meters, compared to today's perhaps 1.35 meters. Based on archaeological finds of bones at settlements and in ring forts, we can see that in the Iron Age, sheep farming clearly dominated over cattle, pigs and horses. On a typical 5th century farm on Erland, there might have been around 30 sheep, 13 cattle with 4 calves, 1 horse, 3 goats and 3 pigs. In addition, there may have been a few chickens, a couple of cats, and a dog. These figures, of course, should be taken with a pinch of salt, as they are based on estimates from fragmentary skeletal material from archaeological excavations. In any case, sheep farming clearly dominated, which distinguishes Erland from many other areas in southern Sweden, where cattle farming usually predominated. It may have been a way to increase total production, but it may also have been driven by the demand of wool.